You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you have a headache, backache, or any other type of pain, your first impulse may be to reach for a painkiller such as ibuprofen, acetaminophen, or even something stronger. Many people rely on these medications, but they come with the risk of side effects, drug reactions, and habitual use or addiction. In fact, 45 people die every day from opioid prescription painkillers such as OxyContin and Vicodin. Today, we have Dr. Kevin Jarena, the author of Decode Your Pain. He is here to share his natural strategies on how to get rid of your chronic pain once and for all. Welcome to Wellness for Life, Dr. Kevin.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Suzanne.
You bet. You know, often we, including doctors, are faced with their own health journey that changes the trajectory of their life mission. So tell us a little bit about your story, Dr. Kevin.
Well, it started with chiropractic. And at the time, I was going into my senior year in my undergrad. And I'd been playing football at that time and many other sports throughout my life, just going along as everyone has always done. And to get my degree to graduate, I needed to get an internship with someone in the manual or the physical health field. And I was sending resumes out to physical therapists and obviously some chiropractors. And I got my first job with a chiropractor, and I was in charge of helping them with their exercises and stretching protocols for their patients. With that experience, I started to hear some of the stories, the transformations of life. And one of the most impactful ones in the beginning was a medical doctor who was scheduled to go in for gastrointestinal surgery in 2 weeks. And he came into the office and his symptoms resolved after two adjustments. It changed my mind because I saw it happen right in front of me. And then I wanted in. I was so excited. I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on in my body. I'm hearing about the nervous system. I'm hearing about these great stories. I wanted my piece of the pie too. So my first adjustment, I'm laying there. I'm so relaxed. It's calm and a peaceful scene. And the doctor delivered the adjustment. And it was like night and day. I tell you, my vision got clear. I got smarter. I got bigger. I got faster in football. In every aspect of my life, it literally changed that day. And that's what got me excited. That's what got me on my natural health journey here.
That's exciting. It's always, you know, when you're still searching in school what you want to do, my thing, similar, it was in at UCLA, one of my anatomy professors decided to go into chiropractic. And back in the early 80s, this was a long time ago when I was at UCLA, in the early 80s, you know, chiropractic was definitely not looked at as a mainstream medical route. But what was interesting was that I really sought out something that was outside the medical. I didn't want to work in a hospital situation, although I loved orthopedics and sports, and that was really what I was going for. And sure enough, you know, once I got to understand what chiropractic was, as you, my gosh, it changed my life, and I've never looked back. So I love that our stories are similar in nature here. This is awesome. What I'd like to go into, it is.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Dr. Kevin, I'd like to go definitely into your book. What made you, obviously you're a pain expert here, what made you write about more about pain? Was it because of your patients? Was it a personal story, as in like you got sick? Or just tell us, I'd like to just know a little bit more about what got you started in writing this book, Decode Your Pain.
Well, it's a little bit of both of my patients and my own journey. When I graduated from chiropractic school, I had a lot of knowledge in the nervous system and the brain and anatomy. So applying how to be healthy, eating well and thinking well and moving well and sleeping well, these things I was not really good at. And I found myself in my first professional job doing a lot of the education, doing a lot of the talks, going out to meet people on the weekends. And I was living a Hippocratic life, meaning I was 80 pounds overweight. I had was diagnosed with diabetes and high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I had skin rashes. I had male health issues. And then now I'm the guy teaching other people how to be healthy. It didn't make sense for me. It wasn't congruent. And I had to find my path. So Decode Your Pain was is part of the experience I had because of the mental breakthroughs through mentors and teachers and people who hired me in my life. And when I see people, my patients, when they begin to shift their mindset about what health is, about what their pains mean, then they start to see how life is working with them, not against them.
Is that what you mean when you say that in your book, that you help the body tell you what it really needs, that you're communicating in a much bigger way than just pain?
Well, yes, exactly. So pain is a phenomenal indicator. It tells us when something's out of balance. Where the nuance, where the mastery comes, is beginning to understand the symbolic nature, the meanings behind the pain. When I speak to other chiropractors and what we're trained with, and what medical professionals and physical therapists, what we're taught is that the pain, say it's in the knee, doesn't necessarily have to come from the knee. It can be coming from a tissue, like a muscle that attaches at the knee. It can be coming from a nerve pain that's referred down through the nerve into the knee. It could also be some type of joint issue at the ankle or the hip or other location that's limiting the motion at the knee. And so there is the study of the symbolic nature of the knee. And where this book takes it to the next level is discussing the mental component. If you can, I know you recall from your trainings as in chiropractic, there's three categories of problems, or the three categories of the causes of the problems, which are traumas, toxins, and negative thoughts.
Well, there's no doubt. In my integrative functional medicine practice, I find that many physical ailments can be triggered by emotion or psychological stress, mental stress. So what you're saying is that a lot of us have these pain bodies or physical ailments that's connected. And that's something that you really do have to address. If you want to really treat a patient holistically, you've got to look at the whole body. You really look at other aspects that people might not really look at. You know, when you go to mainstream doctors and allopathic medicine, they basically look at, okay, what specifically is your problem? And then they do all these tests, and the tests are physical related, most of the time biochemical possibly, and maybe even looking at structural by doing x-rays and whatnot. But truthfully, I think what you're saying, by digging deeper into the mindset and the emotional component, is huge in freeing yourself of pain for good.
It's exactly right. And the researcher, and she's now passed, Dr. Candace Pert, and one of the lead researchers on the genetic project, Dr. Bruce Lipton, have done tremendous amount of work in this arena, discussing how when we have a thought, what happens on that inner chemistry, that biochemistry within us, the hormones, they're released with every emotional state, and our body mirrors that emotional state. Just like when we're looking at body language in the communication world, or you're watching somebody walk through the mall, you can generally guess what kind of day they're having based on their posture. Are they slouching forward and their heads down? That's probably not, that person's probably not having a great day. And vice versa, when they're standing up, their shoulders are back, there's a smile on their face. That person is obviously in a better place mentally. So the study is on a micro level. We get down to the cells and the smaller tissues. They're all responding to the things that we're thinking and feeling.
You know, let's go to that micro level and just explain a little bit of what is happening when you are going through a physical stress or trauma. What exactly is happening that is creating such havoc, and then you end up having all these pain syndromes and physical ailments? Can you go a little bit deeper in that, please?
Absolutely. So our body detects a stressor, whether it's something that we're thinking about or something that's happened to us or around us in our environment. Our body detects that. That's our nervous system. And then the body has to meet it. It has to adapt to that stress. It has to rise to the occasion. So we have our adrenal glands and our other components of our body that learn and interact to respond to the event. So when someone, the old story is about the tiger. If I'm walking around, there's a tiger in my environment, I don't want to just go over there and see if it's an old tiger or the tiger's not well. I'm going to be extremely cautious, if not just run away. That's the fight or flight reflexes that we have in life. And these components in our body, they cause us to take action. Now, if once we take that action, we hopefully can get to a place of safety. Now, our body is supposed to be able to rise, meet that stressor, then we can adapt, and then we can get to a place of safety and calm back down. But what's happening in our society, what's happening with our thinking patterns, is we get into that stress and we're staying in that stress. So our body is going through the stress response and it's staying in the stress response. And so what does that look like when someone's in stress? Well, blood pressure increases. There's increased muscle breakdown. There's increased fat stores. There's increased desires for sugar. There's increased thoughts of worry, doubt, and confusion. And these are all the normal response to stress. And then at the same time, there's increased breakdown of different bone and muscle and tissue so that the body has resources to handle the stress. Long-term memory goes away because it's not important to memorize a list or to take care of a lot of extraneous things when we're focused on surviving a life-threatening experience. So these are all normal effects. But when we look at those effects and we start to match them to diagnosable conditions, it looks like diabetes, it looks like heart disease, it looks like all kinds of lifestyle illnesses that we're seeing in our communities, in fact, in the world at this point.
Well, there's no doubt that, I'm a mighty mitochondria geek, and there's no doubt that the studies show, especially the one by Robert Navio, he's a medical doctor down in San Diego, he wrote an amazing article called Cell Danger Response, the response of how the mitochondria reacts to stress. And what's really interesting, Dr. Kevin, is that mitochondria can sense, it literally senses energetically all of the mitochondria in your body, senses danger, and it shuts down its ability to function optimally. It literally shuts down the membranes, bilipid membranes, and that is one of the the actual beginning of disease process, beginning of oxidative stress and all that, the sequencing of why you end up having disease and having symptomatology.
That's exactly right. And the cell wall and the cellular fluid, the mitochondria, I believe that's where we're shifting as researchers and as scientists and now as doctors, we're applying this understanding, is it's not the nucleus that is directing the show. It's the sensing areas that control the cell wall. So you're talking about mitochondria. I believe this is exactly where everything is moving into now.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I wrote my book, the second book, Mighty Mito, all about that. So that's great. I'm so glad that. Thank you so much. And you know what I'd like to know is what's our audience can do today. Let's go into some of your really cool strategies. You've got one that's called body breathing technique. Can you please go into that and maybe we can go over it a little bit here so that our audience can participate?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorites. And what the end result is that we're more peaceful, you feel more calm, you feel grounded, and you can think more clearly. And when that is happening in your life, many decisions are much better, life seems to flow better, and there's more synchronistic events. So simply, the body breathing technique is an awareness experience, an awareness game. So if I have knee pain, we'll stick with the knee pain example. If I have knee pain, I will place my hands on my knee. And ideally, this is in a quiet location. You have some time to yourself. Perhaps you're sitting in your car, hopefully not driving when you're doing this. This should be at a soft location. So you put your hands on your knee. It can just be one. It can be two. And I'm going to close my eyes when I do this because I really want to focus on my hands. I really want to just feel warmth of my hands into that knee pain area. I want that knee, so to speak, to talk to me. I want my hands to be the good listener. If you can remember back to your neurology doc, the hands have some of the highest number, the highest amount of nerve endings that sense these type of feelings. And that just makes sense. We use our hands for everything. And so we put our hands there. Our body has a lot of sensory organs in our hands. So we want to use that to our advantage. And as we start focusing our breath, where we have our hands touching, we start to connect to that pain. Now, if there is an emotional component, there can be a story that starts to bubble up in your thoughts. If it's a physical connection or some other type of issue, you will begin to get a sense of it. And I really don't have a wonderful way of explaining the reasons of why that's actually happening. I'm not sure if anyone has that yet. But what we do know is that when we have that connection to our body pain, and then we're breathing and we're having focus in that, the story sometimes presents itself. Other times, it's simply giving the act of love there. And there's a biological, physiological function taking place where there's an ease. When it comes to the cellular wall, it, like you just described, when there's stress, it tightens up. Well, this reverses that process. It opens that up. The DNA itself begins to lengthen. And in a stress environment, they shrink. So our hands are on the location of pain. I'm breathing in and out fully, and I'm going to focus on my breath while also maintaining focus on my knee. And then just be quiet.
Focusing How long on your breath. Do you practice this on the knee? Let's say it's the knee, yeah. And you are working. Yeah. I'm being Korean. I come from I'm fifth generation natural medicine healer in my family, and we used our hands a lot. And sure enough, I ended up being a chiropractor. But we also know that there's what's called qi in Korean. It's called qi, or Chinese, it's qi. Prana is another name, life force, whatever you want to call it, that comes out of our hands and our body that's emanating. So, I'm a big believer on obviously hands-on care. And what you're saying is that what I love about this is self-care. You know, to me, self-care is the new healthcare. We all have got to put ourselves in a position that we've got to be proactive for ourselves and our children, our family. And you could even teach this to your kids, I think, you know, as you're describing it, super easy. And how long should we focus on that area?
Well, I like to start with this because I find it's different with different issues, different pains, different emotions. So I like to rate myself from 0 to 10. 10 means I feel perfect. I feel great. I feel calm. I feel relaxed. And 0 means I have some issues going on. I'm not where I want to be. So if I have a strong pain, then I'm closer to a 0. And then I will put my hands through the breathing technique. And as I start to climb that number scale, I get more calm. So in some instances, it can be as little as a minute. And other times I've spent 5 or 10 minutes. And oftentimes that's enough. And it's a simple strategy. Now, there are more detailed, can learn other techniques like emotional freedom technique or tapping or another method called heart math. There are a number of other techniques that this can build. This can be the foundation, but this is the way for you to connect with yourself, to have your body start speaking to you, because our unconscious mind, our subconscious mind, the part of us that's regulating the heart and the spleen and the stomach and the kidneys and the pancreas, the part of us that's operating things automatically is a significant portion of our thinking power and our mental power. And so we want to connect with that. It's like 90%. And so this strategy helps you get out of your thinking mind and into that, well, I'll use the term meditative mind. It's that place where we get the aha moments when we're brushing our teeth or when we're just doing something of every day, like taking the trash out or driving to work or whatever that may be. We're in this place of automaticness, and then the aha, the inspiration happens, the insight comes. So this practice is, the technique I'm sharing is about evoking that, so we can get to that quiet mind place and allow our intuition, to allow our subconscious self to speak to us, because it always is. And that's what pain is. Pain is symbolizing the story that being held onto by the subconscious.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Because again, you're teaching such simple type of technique that everyone and anyone can use at any time when you're under a lot of stress. I'm a big believer that if you cannot work on your physicality first, it's difficult to address your emotional state, your mental state, be your very best version of yourself. How could you when you're in a lot of pain? So working on that readily really helps ease your ability to like look a little bit clearer of what's going on in your life. Dr. Kevin, I understand. What's that?
No, I was just saying, that's 100% right. It's the old analogy of put the oxygen mask on yourself first, then you can help others.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'd like to know that when you're doing this, can you do it like more than one area? For instance, you have a knee pain and you've got a shoulder pain and you also are suffering from a migraine headache. Can you do these other body parts after you're done with one part, you go to the next?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oftentimes, you'll find that there's an interrelated story or it's part of the same story. It's a remarkable thing.
Yeah, I love the fact that you're mentioning how some stories might come out. You know, you and I both probably have worked with patients, and often when we are working on a certain body area, the individual just on the table starts to weep, starts to cry. Mm-hmm. And it's because you're giving them the space to be able to let go and release whatever has been trapped in there, the emotional bodies, the emotional pain bodies that are often called. So then what I'd like to do is, you know, we just got a couple more minutes here. I'd like to know, where can we find more about your work?
Absolutely. My work primarily right now is found on my main website, drkeving.com, D-R-K-E-V-I-N. The letter G.com. And from there, you can find everything I have publicly available now. That's where you can link to my book. You can connect there via Amazon. There's a Kindle version, of course. And then I also have if you can find throughout the tabs, there's different areas of free resources, guided meditations, audios about nutrition, different research references that people are into that. And in the very near future, I'm really excited about this, I'm launching a number of different courses and that build on this foundational philosophy to know what to do now that you know the body breathing technique and now that you know how to shift some of your story or much of your story and begin to look at life as something that's helping you. Almost like life is a perfect scenario, not life is working against you. And so what do we do with that? What techniques do we use? What day-to-day activities can we use and what strategies to have a plan in our life so we can be our best version, so we can be something positive to the world, and so we can have an enjoyable life as well, not sell our life, our time, our enjoyment because we have to do a 9-to-5 every day or whatever that may be. So this is not just the path of shifting your beliefs or shifting and waking up to what's causing some of the pain in your life, but the pain is really the catalyst to become your best version.
That's great. You know, everything that you're saying really leads to transformation Absolutely. And elevation of who we are. And I think that's about what we have in this lifetime is that, listen, do your best and just keep on moving forward. You know, let go of your past, let go of your pains, let go of your deep set stories. They're not even yours anymore. Sometimes, you know what I mean, Dr. Kev? You know, it's not even your story
exactly
anymore. And this is key.
Yeah, I was living other people's lives.
That's
eventually,
it.
I was living other people's lives, and that's what caused me to be in, you know, my rock bottom moment. And through great teachers and great people in my life, thank God, they helped me climb out. And that's where people are right now. They're stuck. They're between the rock and the hard place. And this is my story that it got me out of the gutter, so to speak, and onto a place where I actually had energy to give back to everyone else.
And that's why you love what you do, is because you are using what you've learned on you know, from your own pain and suffering and how you want to help others. And when you do that, you're just basically vibrating love. You're doing great, Kev, Dr. Kev. Thank you. Wow, that's wonderful. You know, I'd like to ask you one more question before we take off, because we got one more minute left. I'd like to know, what do you do every day that changes your outlook on life or your physical body? Just one short, you know, answer would be awesome.
It's the body breathing technique plus the next step.
Plus the next step. What's that?
It's called It's called Becoming Your Own Healer, which is a take on the number of techniques I've studied over the years, and I've boiled them down just like the body breathing technique into something simple that we can apply to ourselves to learn how to become your own healer.
Well, everyone, you have the power to become your own healer. Wow, that was amazing. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. And if you've learned something new that's going to help you reach ultimate wellness, please share the show with your friends and family and go to iTunes. Give us some of your feedback. I would love it. So appreciate your support. Do connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. And if you need any guidance or want to dig deeper into your chronic health issues, I work on the phone, Skype consultation, FaceTime with people all around the world. So just go to my website, drsuzanne.com, for my contact info. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.